بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
Economic independence is important. But first, I'd like to speak about cultural independence. In my opinion, cultural independence is the most important kind of independence. Cultural independence lies in choosing an Islamic Iranian lifestyle. 2-3 years ago, I spoke at length about lifestyle. Lifestyle includes architecture, civil life, human environment, social relationships, and different other matters. Imitating the verse on foreigners on the issue of lifestyle is the exact opposite of cultural independence. Today, global imperialism is working on this matter. The issue of engineering information and the new means of mass communication that have entered the arena are all tools for dominating the culture of a country. I'm not saying that we should throw these tools out of our lives. This is not what I'm saying. These are tools that might be beneficial. But the enemy's domination over these tools should be eliminated. For example, in order to have radio and television show, you cannot give your radio and television networks to the enemy. The same is true of the internet, of cyberspace and information services and tools. These things cannot be in the hands of the enemy. Yet today they are in his hands.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Today, the media network are tools and instruments for cultural infiltration. Today, they are the enemy's tools for cultural domination. And to say it briefly, economic independence is the refusal to be digested into the stomach of the global economy. Notice that they, the Americans, said after the nuclear negotiations that the nuclear deal should cause Iran's economy to merge with the global economy. Merge? What does merging mean? What is the global economy? Is the global economy a fair, reasonable, and rational system? Not at all. An economy whose plan has been formulated by the Global Committee and whose various branches are spread throughout the world is a plan and system that has been devised mainly by Zionists, capitalists, and some non-Zionists with the purpose of usurping the economic resources of the entire world. This is the order system of the global community and the global economy. If a country merges its economy with the global economy, this is not a source of pride. Rather, it is a loss and a defeat.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.